Well, the South Dakota legislature is in its waning days of this year's session with only a few more days to go. And joining us on the line this morning is Representative Steve Hickey of Sioux Falls. Representative Hickey, nice to have you back again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's start out by talking a little bit about the texting ban, because I know that's making a lot of headlines this morning. The House had passed its own version of a texting ban, which was, critics had said, was too light, a $25 fine and a secondary offense. But the Senate passed a ban yesterday that was considerably stronger, misdemeanor with a maximum penalty of $500, 30 days in jail. How do you think that's going to be received when it returns to the House?
It's a guess right now. I would guess that it's not going to be received well, and we might not have a texting ban passed this year. So it's really a war between the House and the Senate, which is unfortunate in my view. You know, Mike Valley has worked on this issue for years and brought a bill, and then, you know, the House brought a different bill at the last minute, Hoghouse, which would, you know, switch the language of another bill and turned it into a texting ban. So now we have two texting bans battling, and it's kind of a power struggle. And so that's what it's turned into here, whose version wins. And so yesterday it was on the Senate side, and the Senate got, you know, more of what they wanted, and it'll come back to the House today, and I expect there to be some opposition.
The I've got to imagine that's the case. You tell me if I'm wrong here, because I'm watching this, and my perception of this whole thing, especially with what's happening in the House and the ban that's being brought there, is it seems like it's really an attempt that kind of to say that, yeah, we know there's got to be a texting ban. We've got municipalities passing them. So if we're going to have a ban, let's have one that's really not very serious. Because to me, a $25 fine, that's not a deterrent to anybody.
No, it really isn't. And so that's what is happening. The legislature has been, you know, resistant for a number of years here. And so cities are popping up with bans. And there is a benefit to have a consistency between cities and, you know, different towns. And so the House came up with a version that, you know, made that happen. But, right, it had no teeth and secondary offense. And, you know, part of the purpose of the texting ban isn't to catch texters. It's to stop texting and to slow texting down and to create a little bit of a culture. And those are debatable points. We've gone over them ad nauseum up here. But, you know, that's the intent of it, is to slow it down and then, you know, have something uniform across the state. And so I don't know what will happen. I really don't. Today we'll know.
yes, we will. I mean, as far as your own view on this bill that passed the Senate yesterday, how are you feeling about it?
I'm comfortable with it. I gave up the fight a few years ago. I spewed all the traditional arguments. You know, it's hard to enforce, and it's even more dangerous because people put it down lower. And, you know, I went through all of that. But, you know, I started to see that the public is for this. And you drive down the road and you see the people, the kids next to you texting. You're like, come on, you know, pay attention. My goodness. You know, there's public support for this. And so you start to listen to that and you think, all right, you know, the seat belts, you know, my kids told me to put mine on. And, you know, if this can create a culture where we maybe spare an accident or two, it's not the end of the world. So how to enforce it and all that, it just gets muddy. And, you know, so I'm not a big proponent of it, but I'd probably vote yes on the Senate version.
14 minutes past 7, it's cloudy and 37. Representative Steve Hickey of Sioux Falls joins us. Video lottery and video gambling has gotten a lot of conversation out in Pierre. You know, there was an effort earlier this session to try to raise bet limits, and that didn't work. Talk about expanding, allowing businesses to have more machines. Kind of walk us through what's been happening out there.
Well, what we've seen in the last, you know, 6-8 years is a decline in video lottery revenues. And so, you know, the state's dependent upon that in a great way. And so there's interest in seeing that turn around. And I'm not at all. I don't mind it declining. I think the state needs to wean itself off, and that majority of the House feels the same way. But the Video Lottery Commission came up with 20 recommendations to turn the industry around. You know, they would, you know, blame one of them on the smoking ban, but we think that's very regional in our state, but not widespread. But they came up with these 20 suggestions. One was to raise the bet limit. The House shot that down very quickly, and then yesterday was the surprise with the increasing of machines from 10 to 15. That went down very hard in the House yesterday. And I think if people just think about it, they want to bring new technology in. And why are they bringing new technology in? Because neurology and psychology in these new machines connects you to them more. You play them longer, they spend more money, and they're $16, you know, more profitable than the old machine. And the reason is because people are spending more and losing more, and so the state's in business for South Dakotans to lose so they can make more money. And I've been strongly against it for a number of years. And so we went down hard yesterday, and I think the video lottery people are pretty sore. And we don't feel a lot of sympathy. Those of us who work with the other side of this issue and watch families and help people pay rent because the spouse spent the paycheck on the way home, and the addiction issues. And there's a social cost to this that the state picks up the dime for. So we need to wean ourselves off of these unhealthy revenue sources, and that's one of them.
Representative Steve Hickey is our guest this morning as we're talking video lottery. I know Democratic Representative Bernie Hunhoff had wanted a legislative summer study to look at the some of the ongoing addiction issues and concerns about why some of the money the state has set aside for addiction treatment hasn't been spent. Where is that at? Has that gotten any leverage?
I think it died yesterday with that bill, but I think that there is interest to have another study and look into this. What I saw with that was the Video Lottery Commission said, yeah, we'll do a study on addiction if you'll pass our bill. And, you know, some of them jumped on board with that, not me. I said, let's do the study and then talk about whether we should pass the bill, because the study will tell us how addictive this is, and the bill says let's make it more addictive. So it went down yesterday. But I do think we need to look at it, but I don't even think that's our top priority. I think our top priority is to come up with a way to replace this revenue, and I brought a bill that would do that over 12 years, and it got hammered down very quickly. So, the state depends upon this income. It's about a 10% of our general budget coming from that source.
As you have, you know, just a handful of days left here in the legislative session, I know there's been a lot of work obviously done on the budget throughout, but now is when everybody kind of gets their hands on it. What will we see in the final days?
Well, yesterday we got our official numbers and projections, and so we're all sort of, I would say, pleasantly surprised. I know all the headlines say, whoa, there's a little decline, but the numbers we were hearing all along is, you know, are we even going to be able to give the 3% the governor promised to Ed, for example? And so they came in a little bit shy of what the governor projected in November and December. So there will be a little extra money to spend, which I think is kind of silly, you know, just because we have it, why do we have to spend it? There's a long list of projects and things to put one-time money to. Every one of them has merit, but, you know, I don't know that these are days to build and spend, but that's what's going to happen. So the House has a priority list of about 15 things to spend extra money on. The Senate has a different list. What's going to happen this week is there's going to be some talk between those two groups, and the governor's office is obviously watching that. And so by the end of the week, and I expect it to be a very late Friday night, we should have, decided what to do. But anyway, I still think it's a cautious thing. The global economy, the national economy, I think is very unstable. I predict a long economic winter, and that will dramatically affect a state like ours that is a donor state. Every dollar we send out, we get two back. So California sends out a dollar and gets 30 cents back. And so during hard times, I think South Dakota will. There's some reckoning coming. Even though it's some increases right now, I think they're very... was a little 1.5 increase in sales tax projected this year. Of course, that's good. But these other revenues, unclaimed property, the governor's budget is built on a one-time windfall this time. So let's look at next year. I don't know what it'll bring.
Well, Representative Hickey, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure to visit with you.